Hi. Is this on? Okay. A couple of weeks ago, I went to a retreat. It was for ID, my youth group, and the theme for that was my story. And during that camp, we had to kind of write our mini testimonies, and I'm going to just use that and share with you what I wrote. So I grew up in a non-Christian family, and we moved houses very often, and we didn't really have many close friends, or like BFFs, or whatever you want to call them. So because of that, I kind of didn't have anything, like, didn't have anyone to like share with, and I became really secretive. I'd keep everything to myself. I'd like never share anything with anyone. And I'd just sit in my room and go on the computer all day. So I found out I was really aggressive as a child. In year 7, when I was around 11 years old, I got into many fights in school. And because I was so secretive, I never really told my parents or my family anything. So they didn't really know about like these fights. After school, I'd just come home and sit on the computer all day and avoid like casual conversations with my family. Like if they say like, "How was your day?" I'd just be like, "Oh, it's fine. Nothing happened. The usual." So since we moved houses a lot, I moved schools a lot, and in the end of year 8, I moved to Birmingham, which was about like four years ago. I joined the school, and as soon as I entered, I joined the wrong social group. I still got into more fights, and like people snuck behind the buildings to smoke, and they were inviting me. And at that time, I refused. I went behind with them, but I didn't smoke. And so here I wrote, I immediately changed my groups, but that wasn't the case. I actually got bullied out of my group. It was strange because on the day, I got bullied and I was actually quite upset. And on the way home, this random person I didn't know, I'd seen him around in school a couple of times, he kind of invited me to like walk home with him, and that was how I got into my new social group in school. Growing in like an Asian family, they'd always want like the best grades, and like they put pressure on me. They wanted like me to get like a profession, and to go into university and get like a good job, and be able to like go on holidays with them when I'm older. So when I received my GCSE results, I was kind of disappointed. I didn't get the grades I wanted. And I got really disappointed and depressed. So at the results day party, I picked up the habit of smoking. And I never thought like this would happen. I'd be the kid that would be like, "Oh, smoking's bad for you," to my friends and stuff. And you should stop. But then it's kind of hypocritical because I started smoking. So at another party, I got offered a weed. And I don't know what I was doing, but I accepted the offer. So after that, I got addicted to smoking, and I'd tell my parents that I was going out to my friend's house, but instead I'd go to the park and smoke with my friends. So like the main turning point of my life was the youth camp in April. It's called YNEC. So before I left for the event, I had to stay around my friend's house, Jimmy. Because I lived so far away, I had to stay around his for the night. Went to the park because we felt bored, and we started playing basketball and found out that we were like really bad at it. And like on the way home, we saw some smokers, and Jimmy was telling me how he hated smokers. Like, he was telling me like, oh, I hate those guys. I'll never be friends with them. And I was just standing there, just like, oh, okay. So, like I felt really guilty, and I felt that I had to tell him. So after a while, like after we saw those guys, I was just telling him how I smoked. And I got into the habit of smoking like a couple of months before that. Like I asked because I wasn't a really strong Christian then, if he could pray for me. And he was just standing there, just like, whoa, I didn't expect this. And he hesitated, but he agreed, and he said he'd pray for me. And because like I really wanted to stop my addiction. So after that, after the event, I gradually slowed down and eventually stopped smoking. And that kind of showed me that if you ask friends to pray for you, they'll be there for you, and like whenever you want. And yeah, that gave me like a really big confidence boost. So like the next chapter of my story it was in April. So before I carry on, I should mention that my auntie passed away the week before the event, and the funeral was on the second day of the event, which was like 3 days. And I had to decide where I wanted to go. It was either the event or my auntie's funeral. And I ended up asking like a load of my friends and some leaders for advice where I should go. The majority of them told me that I should go to my family's funeral. And I almost lent to that option, but I decided to stay at home and pray. I felt God was telling me to go to the event. And on the day of the funeral, the second day of the event, I received a call from my mum, and she told me that my aunt got baptized before she passed away. And this kind of told me that God will answer you, and he will be there for you whenever you need him. And I want to end on a verse from Matthew 28:20. And behold, I am with you always at the end of the age. That's it. Thank you.